Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. He's Advanced Trading's Tommy Grisafi, reveling in the higher Thursday market trade.
A lot of great things. Good news for North Dakota farmers. You have a decent corn crop. Some of you have a great corn crop. Congratulations. It's not a secret. That's cool. But China's sniffing around looking for corn. And the one of the quickest places in the world to get it from is the PNW. We have problems in the Panama Canal. I spent the night last night in Bentendorf, Iowa. The Mississippi River's still pretty low. If you are a country around the world and you want corn, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota is a good place to get it, especially North Dakota. So we have corn, and we are going to ship it out of there. We'll see if those sales hit. Rumor mills hit hard, but we do know corn is competitive both to Japan and China compared to other places in the world. So we should do some good business here. We'll see if our friends up north in Canada need any corn also. But it's good news. Markets popped its first notice date, and that's when you have to be out of the December. Otherwise, the Duke and Duke will get you, and the actual physical process of delivery kicks in. We did this in soybeans. Remember when we had first notice today in beans? We went all the way down the lows, and we put $1.50 on. So it's a time of year where people have to cash out decisions they made based on December months, and sometimes they re-own it by buying futures, buying calls. Maybe they don't re-own it. Maybe they possibly could have sold yesterday. There's people saying that yesterday's close could have been the low. I don't know about that. The fundamentals are pretty bearish. But with that, with some demand, and we have a weakening dollar, we could see a little higher tone. So better tone today. So wheat across the board, a better tone in corn. Beans were struggling, and that's very much South American based. Today's the end of November. Talking to folks who sell seed, you go take a friend who's a big seed dealer, and you say, what are people pre-signing up for? Corn, beans? I think there'll be a large rotation out of corn into beans, but the market will help determine that also. There's something appealing about rotating crops, and it all depends on the individual farmer. We have been blessed to grow some big corn bushels. People might give that another chance. But the corn-bean spread will be very interesting here the next few months as people go to make that purchase. Obviously, if they put fertilizer down, that could already mean they have a commitment one way or the other. But acres in North Dakota are famous for flexing through the weather, late spring, cold spring, whatever the scenario. And having something to go like canola or even planting, it doesn't always go well, but they can plant wheat later. I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice, right, my friend? Mother Nature gets large and in charge and says, you want to plant anything? These are your last two choices. I mean, we're in the bushel business. We need the bushels. Your weather up there is tricky. I mean, you meet with that Iowa crowd. They are absolutely devastated that they only grew 225 bushel corn. They were expecting much more. And with the cash rents they pay down there, I could see why. It's agriculture is interesting. It's not the same everywhere in America, but yet the goal is the same, to be successful, feed the world, and provide the highest quality food, fuel, and fiber. And, boy, you got some neat things happening in North Dakota. That new crushing plant, just lots of excitement. Yep. I bet you there was a good buzz at that meeting yesterday.
Tommy Grisafi of Advanced Trade on Farm Talk yesterday, referring to the Agribusiness Expo at the Avalon Event Center, that event put on by the North Dakota Agricultural Association, used to be at the Fargo Dome. This is Inside Agriculture. It's time for a weather break in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Zach Duchesneau, your Farm Service Agency Administrator. Now through December 4th, farmers and ranchers can cast their votes for those who will serve on their local FSA committee. If you did not receive your ballot by mail, you can request one from your local USDA Service Center, and those ballots must be returned or postmarked no later than December 4th. For more information, visit fsa.usda.gov/elections or contact your local FSA office.